So this RV is about three different legs of value, okay? The first one is the international currency. The second one is metals, specifically silver, more important than gold. And the third one is XRP, XLM, the ISO 220, the 222 coins, okay? Tokens. Very few people in this whole movement know the three of them. Most people that are involved in them know about one or the other, but they don't realize that all three are highly connected. Here's why. We cannot allow the dirty birds to come in and take our money anymore. With fiat money, we're not protected. If we don't have a way to track the money and protect the money, the bad guys are going to do the same thing. We cannot RV until the ISO 222 is exposed, because that's how they're going to track the money and stop all the child trafficking and all that other stuff. So the goobers are driving me insane. So I quit listening to all that BS. I listen to what's going on with cryptocurrency and when things are going to change. And I check the price of XRP all the time. Because the XRP, that is the digital rail of how we're going to be paid. The metals, the silver and the gold, that's what's going to back all of your funding, okay? Why are we given so much money? Because you have to have a transaction to put the gold onto the quantum system. If they can open up $1 million worth of gold with one note, that saves them massive amount of time. So we are actually the engine. The RV is the engine to load all of the gold and the value of the gold onto the ledger for everybody to use. Okay. That's why that's part of the reason why it's us. Okay. They don't want all the dirty, dirty birds that get, you know, we're going to have a humanitarian project. We're going to go to Haiti and we're going to take all them kids and we're going to eat them. They don't want that again. They want common, normal people that know what the problem is. This is why the Chinese elders said, we're going to pick the Americans, because they don't quit and they got guns to protect themselves from the tyranny. That's why it's us, folks. Everybody else, the other countries, they're just getting lucky. But so it's the ZIM. So the ZIM and all the currencies is the exchange. That's the trigger to put the money onto the rails to make sure all the United States Treasury note is gold backed. We are literally, do you know how exciting this is? We're literally in the very front seat. You were on the biggest roller coaster of our life, and we're sitting in the front seat, and we're going to be the first person down the roller coaster. That's what we're doing, folks. So all three of these legs work together. They know that those of us that are got our heads up, they know if they let one of these things go by itself, we're going to use all of our money to buy all of the stuff of the other one. So if the RV goes and they don't collapse the banking and crash so that silver goes really high, as soon as the RV goes, I'm literally going to walk out of the RV and I'm going to call my silver dealer. And I'm going to, you know, if I got $100,000 in cash, I'm buying $100,000 in silver. If the RV goes and XRP and XLM haven't gone, I'm literally walking out of my RV and I'm buying, you know, $1 million of XRP. They know that those of us that are aware are going to do this. And because of that knowledge, that's why I believe that they're not going to let one of these legs go without the other. So if the gurus are driving you nuts, stop listening to them. Start paying attention to what's going on with XRP. Start paying attention to what's going on with silver. When the banks crash, if the banks crash, the banks are crashing, then you've got hours to buy silver. Otherwise, you will never be able to afford it again. Silver is so rare and it's so manipulated. I think silver is going to be revalued at 10 times more valuable than gold. And I think gold is completely undervalued. I think gold is going to double or triple in price. So that means whatever the silver price is, I'm expecting it to go 20 or 30 times more. Yeah.
And so everywhere, all over the internet, all the who you're talking about, the truth or gurus, every one of them is advertising for some silver dealer.
Yeah.
And what I've been told is buy physical gold. I mean silver. And I agree with
They're
you on the
all
price of
there.
silver.
Yeah, see, the problem is all of those guys, when they give you a link, they're getting a kickback. So I don't make anything. I don't get any kickback. I don't get anything. Everything I've done has been set up so that the people that are talking to me or listening to me, I set it up so that you get the best deal possible. Because if I get a kickback, what I'm literally doing is taking money out of your pocket and putting it into mine. That is not my goal. So I use JM Bullion. They have the lowest prices, Noble Gold and all that other crap. Their prices are considerably higher because they have to pay the kickbacks for the guys that are promoting their stuff. I don't know anybody at Noble Gold. I don't get any kind of kickbacks from it, but they have done me the best deals, and I use that. That's who I use. I've tried the other ones. I've looked at the other ones. They're full of shit. I'm not paying $50 for an ounce when I can get a $2 spot price on Noble Gold. Their actual call for gold or silver is current to what's being advertised out in the public. So that's why I use them. They know that I send people to them. They have actually offered me deals. And I've said the same thing. I said, listen, I don't want to make money off my users. I want you to give them the best possible deal possible. Well, we can't do that. And I said, hey, that's okay. You're lower than anybody else, and you've done me a good job, so I continue to advertise for them. I don't make any money off of it.
Okay, so JM Bullion. That's all I wanted to really know. My husband looked at all the other ones, like you said, and he's told me they're hugely marked up. So that's what I wanted. Thank you so much for
No,
all
JM
your
Bullion
information.
is really good.
Thank you again.
Hey, Jack.
Okay.
Jack, did you want to ask a question?
I think I'm all set. I wanted to say thank you for everything.
Oh, okay. I thought I didn't realize that's who was talking.
Oh, okay. I changed my picture while I was took my photo off and change. I don't know if my name was showing up or not, so I went into my profile and edited so that it is Jack of all truth.
Okay, got it. Does anybody have any other questions?
I do.
Sure, what's your question, sweetie?
So, can you explain to us about the Boulevard? I know that they dropped the zeros, or they're bringing them back. So, 100 million boulevards, would it be the 15 zeros added to that? Is
Don't know. There's two different trains of thought with this. We have some people that are saying they're going to cut all three zeros off. Some people are saying they're going to cut six zeros off. We got all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to show you select forward. This document will help you. Okay. Don't look at the currency cheat sheet yet. Open up the bottom one that says sample tally sheets for Shelton. So this is a tally sheet, and if you open it up, you're going to see on the very front page, you're going to see, oh crap. Oh good, we're recording it. So the tally sheet on the very front page it's all filled out. And the reason why it's filled out is because it's really hard to understand how this works until you see numbers in it. So you see two rails of currency. On the top, you see Afghani, Bolivar, No Zeros, Dinar, Dong, Rupiah, Pengo, blah, blah, blah. On the bottom one, it's Afghani, Bolivar with zeros. So those are the two trains of thought. So when you go to the bottom, you're going to see these little links that says Afghani, Bolivar with zeros, Bolivar without zeros, Dinar. Click on the Afghani and you're going to see a page that says Afghani currency tally sheet. It's all filled out. It's got the numbers on it and the amount total. What I want you to do is when you get one of these, you erase the numbers of bill, the numbers of notes, and you put in your numbers of notes, okay? And it doesn't matter what you have. And you're going to see as soon as you put the number in, it automatically adds, it puts the balance in, and it gives you a grand total, okay? Take look at that grand total and then go back to the home page where it says home, and you're going to see your Afghani is the same exact rate, okay, of what you had in the addition of the individual little page. Once you put all your currency in that, you can literally print each page individually. So now you have tally sheets and you don't have to do any math, okay? The top one has Bolivar no zeros, and the bottom one has Bolivar with zeros. So you can go to the pages and put your Bolivar numbers in on both sides, one that has zeros, one that doesn't have zeros, and it'll figure out the amounts automatically in that page, okay? So just put in your information. It's super easy, okay? So the next thing I get asked is, how do we figure out how much money we're going to get? Well, that's what the cheat sheet's for. I don't know who Kimmy B is, but we don't do that. Don't post that in here. This is not a site to put other crap in here. This site is only about your RV, only about your documents. Please don't post any other crap in here. Then you get the currency cheat sheet, and what this is you want to know how much you're going to RV for, okay? So once you have your number, what they tell you, you're going to want to figure out, you know, they're saying, oh, you're going to RV at $14.80, okay? So that's what this sample is. So what I've done is I took the number, the grand total on that cheat, on that, on the currency tally sheet, on each one of those tally sheets on the bottom, you're going to see a number, a grand total of your currency. You take that number and you put it on your cheat sheet, okay? You have the grand total, and then you multiply that grand total by 25 cents, by 50 cents, 75 cents, $2, $3, $4, and you do a little cheat sheet, okay? When you're in there, you're not going to be able to use a calculator. So if you take that grand total and then you multiply it by those different values and make a little box of it, if they tell you, hey, you're going to be $14.80 to one, well, then what you do is you take the $10 amount, which would be $91,680,697, and you do your $4 amount. So now that's $14. That's $36,678. And then you do your 75 cents, because if they're giving you $14.80, you want to go to the number below that, the least pennies below that. And that total amount that comes together, that's going to be what you should get. So if you have a total currency of $9,169,000, and they're going to pay you $14.80, you do a quick add of the 10, a quick add of the 4, and the quick add of the 75 cents, your estimated number is going to be $135,253,075. If you do the addition of 969,700 with a calculator, that real number is going to be $135,711,000. It's going to be a little bit more, but not too much more. You're going to be wrong by $500,000, but when you're $135 million, $500,000, and we don't give a shit about that. This is a way that you can have all your figures and your numbers ready. So all you have to do is just simple addition. I can't multiply 14% by $9,169 at one setting. I'm not that good. I can't do that kind of math that fast. And I already know I'm going to be Twitter-pated. So if you take all your final numbers and you put them in this kind of calculation, you'll be able to figure out while you're sitting there talking to these people what you should be getting in your bank account. Does that help?
Yes, it's confusing as well.
Well, we're gonna do it real slow. Open up the sample tally sheet.
I did that.
Okay. And go to, let's see, go to Bolivar. Oh, that's too big of a number. Let's go to Dinar, okay? And whatever that grand total is on your sheet, that's 75,000 dinar that's currently on this sheet, right? So you take that grand total, 75,000. 75,000. And to make your cheat sheet, you take that 75,000, you know, equals 75,000 times 0.25. That's 18,750. That is 25 cents. Okay. And then you do that with 50 cents. Oh, I did it with 60. You do that with 50 cents. You do it with 75 cents. You do it with $2. You do it with $3, $4, $5, $6, $7.
So you're just okay. To get your totals that you're getting, you don't have a set number because you don't know what it's going to be.
No, because every single one
you're
of
just
you,
kind of adding a little bit.
Yeah, every single one of you is going to have a different total. So what I'm doing is I'm actually doing this thing right now so you can see and compare with the real number that's on that document. So just give me just a half a tick. It'll only take me a few seconds here. So I'm doing the two, multiply the two times the 75,000, and then I'm multiplying the $3 times 75,000, and then I'm doing the $4 times 75,000, and now I'm doing the 5 times 75,000, and now I'm doing the 6 times.
I gotcha.
Hold on, I'm just saying out loud because I don't want to sit here and give you silence.
Oh no, you're good. It just clicked for me like that light bulb moment.
Yeah, well, hold on. It for some people they may not get it yet. So hold on just a second. And then this and that. Okay. Let me do the screen cut. Okay. No. We're going to do a screen cut. New screen cut. Copy. And so here is, if you go on to your, this is from the sample sheet of your dinar. I think that's what I took it off of. Is that the right one? Yeah, dinar. Okay, so there is the tally sheet. So, here, let me make these all dollars.
That is pretty cool.
Enter. So let me make these all dollars so it makes more sense. Format cells, currency, no decimals. Okay. All right, now let me take this cut and no. Okay. Copy. All right, so this is what it looks like. Select, delete. Okay, now you come in and you get told that your currency rate equals, you're given a rate. Rate given is $28. No, let's actually, I think it's going to be $22. $22.40 to one. Okay, so how do you do that? Okay, you do two of the $10. So we don't have two of the $10. Dang it, hold on, I gotta put 10 on there. Equals this. Need to make that currency. Equals this times this equals, and we need to make that currency. Format cells, currency, no zeros. Shoot, I got zeros on the other one. Format cells. Currency. No zeros. All right. Now I got it straight. Okay. Dang it, I took away the damn signs.
I'm sorry, I got you thinking over there.
Yeah, so you do two of the tens, okay? So this is the tens. So it's equals this, okay? And then it's 22, so let's do one of the $2. Oh, that's three. Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. I should have had this ready. Okay. So two of the $2. So that's this is over there. So the $2 is this. So we're going to color that up. And this is going to be this. And we're going to color that up. And then you're going to do 40 cents. So the 50 cents is higher than the 40 cents. You don't want to be too high. You want to be under. So you go to the next one, which is the 25 cents. So it's one of the 0.25. Okay. And so that is this. Enter. And then we're going to take this and we're going to make that orange and we're going to make this orange. And then we're going to take this and we have the total. There's the auto sum expected. So now let me clip this and see what I did. Z. this should make everything crystal clear. This is an example of what you would expect if you had 75 75,000 and had a rate of 22.40 cents to 1. Does that make it clearer to see it like that? Does everybody?
Yes.
What I'm doing?
Yes.
So you go to Excel and then you make your little cheat sheets where you take your final dollar amount and you multiply them out by all those little multipliers. Okay. And you have that. Then I added all my currency. I did this to all my currency. I know what my grand total of my each currency is. So I put the grand total where you see the 75,000. And then I multiplied all those 25 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents, $2, $3. Why did I not do the $1? Because the $1 is the same as the 75. You don't need to do the math. It's the same number. It's 1-to-1. So then when I get my percentage of what I'm going to get paid 1-to-1, I want to know what that money is. I want to know so I can judge if they're giving me the right amount of money. So the quickest way to do it is to cheat, is to take all those little numbers, add them up. It's way easier to add in you when you're stressed out than it is to try to multiply, you know, all these weird numbers with a percentage. This is way faster, and you can literally do it right when you're sitting there. This is the some of the stuff I tell my clients to have ready. How much, you know, if they're going to give you this amount, this is how much it's going to break down to. This amount, this is how much it's going to break down to. It's the same exact thing. Does that help? Does anybody not understand what I just told you guys? Because if you do, please speak up.
I have another question.
I have a question.
Hold on, Wyatt. Let me see if she's got a question about this. Karen, what's your question about, sweetie?
It's not about this. Actually, it's about the rupiah. You have a zero. Does that mean you just don't know what the re-evaluation is going to be?
We don't know what the valuation is on anything, Karen. All this is to get you ready. That's the reason why we have every single number on there is because we don't know. So we don't know if it's going to be, you know, 22-to-1. We don't know if it's going to be 50 cents to one. There are some currencies, some of the, like the pengo. I don't think pengo is going to go 1-to-1. I think pengo is going to go like 50 cents to one or 25 cents to one. That's why I have the little tiny numbers on there, the pennies on there. Now, if you're dealing with a currency like Zim, where you've got 4 or 5 bills, 20, 30 bills, those little pennies are going to add up. So on my Zim, I didn't do it just 25%. I did it 5 cents, 15 cents, 25 cents, 35 cents. I did all the cents, and then I did the 1, 2, 3, 4, because on a Zim, you want to get a lot closer because the numbers are so much bigger.
I had clicked on rupiah, and it was zeroed out, so I thought, well, maybe there's just, I get it.
Yeah, get it's it. Now on,
it'll
now
be let's what go it is. On. Yeah.
Well, hold on a minute. I can't, where did she go to?
I'm right here, Karen B.
No, agent, are you there? Did agent drop off?
She maybe had to take a call.
Okay. So I lost my train of thought. Oh, so back to the sample sheet, the currency sheet, the sample tally sheet. When you guys open that up, folks, there, those numbers are just fake numbers. They're there to show you how it looks. when you get this sample tally sheet, erase all the numbers in it and put your own numbers in it. These are just for sample. When you go to the home page, it's going to say front screen on the home page. It says it gives you all different kinds of rates: front screen walk away rate, sovereign non-NDA rate, back screen rate, and high sovereign rate. Right now, most of you probably don't know what that's about. And this audio, these two audios explain to you what this is about. So let me get up to the audios so that you can get the right audios. Hold on a minute. I apologize, folks. It's just taking a little bit of a time. That is the one, not that one. Rate negotiation. Select special deposits. These are the two audios that you should listen to. And I'm just going to apologize. I haven't redone them. They're peppered with swear words. So just forgive me. But this is how you do rate negotiation and special deposits. And that will help you understand what those numbers are, what those words are. A lot of people, like I said, if you haven't had high wealth before, you're not going to know what the front screen walk away is, what the sovereign rate is, the back screen, and the high sovereign. That audio explains that. Folks, most of the websites that are doing this kind of talk, most of the people, except for there's a couple of very private groups that people are paying several thousand dollars to join those groups. And they are teaching their people the exact same thing I'm teaching you right now. They're doing it to make money on all of us. I'm doing it because I want you to have the very most amount of money you can have, because the more money you can put in your pocket, the greater my chances are that you're going to go out there and you're going to do a humanitarian project. Basically, here's the ugly part of it. You guys are my tools. You guys are my tools to beat the shit out of the deep state. You guys are my tools to go out there as an army and take over and become all the humanitarians that the world has been waiting for. So it's not in my best interest to take away the tools from my army. So your tools are your funds. Your tools are your education. Your tools are your knowledge. What I'm giving you is tools. All the rest of the people that are going to come behind us, they don't know any of this shit. They're going to hope that they have somebody to tell them about hiring wealth managers and all that other stuff, because most people that are doing this, they haven't been millionaires before. This is what my life used to be. And when you get wealthy, you don't tell newly rich people how to do shit, because it's really funny watching them crash on their face. A lot of people think, oh, when I'm wealthy, I'm going to have a lot of friends that are also rich. No, those assholes, they don't do that. They want you to go through the school of hard knocks. Well, you know what? I don't have time for you to go through the school of hard knocks. You need to know this now so you don't lose your money, so you don't make stupid mistakes, so that when you go in there, you walk in there like a God-blessed boss and you know what you're doing. I don't want you overwhelmed. I don't want you to walk in there and have no idea what you're doing. Most people that are going through this, they're not going to know. They're not going to have this background information. Use it well.
So, Parker, I have a question for you. So, for those of us that have the currency, but are not necessarily doing a project, I'm going to be doing my own thing with my production company and podcast. But we want to give to other humanitarian projects. So this doesn't necessarily pertain to us. Is that correct?
No, you're not that. You're going to get in for a rude awakening. Because if you get this kind of money and you give it away, you are doing the exact. I don't mean to offend you with what I'm about to say, Jenny. I really don't mean to offend you. So please don't take this the wrong way. But you're doing the exact same thing that got the cabal in trouble. Okay. You have to have oversight of your money. So I think you missed when I was talking about hiring a CEO and having them run your projects. That's
I heard that.
But if you give it away, no, you can't do that. That's charity. That charity is not going to be, they're going to claw back your money. They want you to be responsible for that money. So my project is global. I literally am going to be in 5 or 6 different countries, and there's no way on God's green earth I can do that by myself. I can't. So I'm hiring an entire team to basically help me manage it, because I'm an inventor. I have things I have to finish. I've got inventions that I've had my shop blown up twice. I need to finish those inventions because those are going to help humanity. So I cannot run a multi-million dollar company and be in my R&D center. So I'm going to have a staff of people that run my entire operation. And I meet with them once on Tuesday. I mean, you know how much we hate Tuesday? Oh, on next Tuesday? Oh, screw that. Tuesday is going to be the day I celebrate with my staff. So on Tuesday, once a week, I'm meeting with my team, figuring out what they're doing, giving them marching orders, and then go back to my RV, excuse me, going back to my research and developments, my lab. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So for like me, yes, I will be, once we get on the other side of this, my podcast and production company right now is not a revenue source. I'm self-funding it, but it will be when we get on the other side of this, right? Because this movement isn't about making money.
Jenny, what you're doing is a humanitarian project all on itself. I don't think you realize that. The fact that
I understand that. I'm just saying, and I am going to be hiring those types of people. That's what I'm trying to say. And it will be a revenue source for people to have jobs, but it's not there yet because that's not what this movement's about right now. Right. So I'm building the foundation on the backside of it right now. So I was just curious, because I do have the currency. I have not written up a project or anything. I mean, I'm just kind of doing my thing with my podcast and stuff, but this is giving back to humanity what I will be doing and helping. I guess I'm kind of trying to figure out what I need to do do I need to consider this and write this up as a humanitarian project? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's two different, actually multiple different trains of thought, but I have information that I'm under an NDA that I can't tell you. Okay. So I'm going to have you read between the lines. There are many different thoughts of how this is going to pay out. Okay. One of the thoughts that they believe is if you go in there with a project and show them your project, if you need more money or if you need help, they are going to help you. If you walk in there with no project, you are not a humanitarian. And I do not believe you will be getting offers of high sovereign rates, bank screen rates, or NDA sovereign rates. I don't think you're going to get that. They're going to treat you like general public. You have an amazing platform that you're going to put out. And that is a humanitarian project. So even if you just write a few paragraphs, I think the amount of money you're going to get is going to be substantially greater than if you go in there without a project. Now, one of the gals in my channel, let me reach out to her and ask if she will help you. She is running a TV station and doing documentaries. She's already got a project written up, and if I can get her permission or approval, I'm pretty sure she would help you by sending you her document so that you could take that and rework it to what you're doing.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Belinda, I'm talking about Tamara, Tamara. Yes. Can you help me or can you tell Tamara about this? Do you have a way to contact Jenny?
Yeah, I've DM'd Jenny several times, so I can share them.
Can you facilitate this and tell Tamara about this? Because honey, I am so overwhelmed right now. I'm afraid I'm going to miss this. Can you help me talk to Tamara and ask her to help Jenny?
Absolutely. I've seen what's been going on right now, Parker, and I will definitely be glad to help you both and help Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
That's good with you?
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
Perfect. You are really important to make sure that you are protected and that you get the most amount of money you can possibly get, because what you're doing is a huge drain on resources. So you really, really need to get the very biggest, most amount you can get.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I've just been in a quandary on this, like, what do I do?
If for some reason, Tamara is amazing. She is totally amazing. She runs a current quadrum of humanitarians right now. I think she's probably have over 100 people that are working for her all free. They're doing it all voluntary right now. So they're working on faith, believing that she's going to RV. They don't know where she's getting her money from. They're just all volunteering, and they're all major news and production. Her list of contacts, who's who in the traditional world, is stunning. I mean, I don't have permission to tell you that kind of stuff, but I'm sure once the two of you talk, she's awesome. She's like talking to Agent. She's the same kind of person. You're gonna feel, she's like talking to Belinda. She's one of us. Yeah, she's going to be phenomenal, phenomenal.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Thank you, Parker. And thank you, Belinda.
Welcome. You're both welcome.
So does anybody have any other questions?
I guess I have one more. I don't have any Zim. And I was just going to give to some of the humanitarian projects. Are they going to look at me like general population?
Yes, they will. You're not a humanitarian. You're doing charity work.
So even though I don't have Zim, I need to come up with something like a startup of something that will produce generational wealth.
Well,
and help humanity.
See, when you don't have Zim, there's a different thing that's going to kick in. Okay. Zim was one of them. The other one is dinar and dong. Okay. If you do not have rates, if you do not have Zim, the amount of RV that you're going to get for dinar and dong with a project is substantial. With dong, I believe it's going to change from 45 cents, 47 cents to multiple dollars per each. So not doing it is going to be a huge financial loss for you. So it's very easy to come up with a project. And if you've heard what I recorded earlier, if you don't want to do any work and just want to be the manager of the money, there's a way to do that by just hiring a CEO and setting something up. There's
right.
A red.
I did hear that. Okay.
Okay. So. Yeah, you don't want to be charity, folks, because if they think you're charity, they're like, no, this is going to scammy. This person are going to fund themselves or this or that. I think they're going to have not good things to think. I think that the reason why I'm saying this, there's some stuff I don't know anything about, but I do know business and I do know how to get a whole ton of money. I'm so tired. I'm trying not to swear. I know how to get a whole bunch of money from unicorn investors. And it's this, I'm giving you that exact same information that I would give a $50 million client. And they will not give you money if they think you're going to just give it away and have no oversight. The key is no oversight. That's the stuff that's gotten America in trouble with all these evil humanitarian, these dirty, 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 dirty politicians that have been doing the dirty with all these humanitarian projects, is their charity projects, because there's no oversight. They're not watching the money on purpose so they can say, I didn't know they were going to go out there and buy half the kids in Haiti and, you know, have them for breakfast. I didn't know anything about that. that's charity. They want you to take responsible and be responsible for the funds you get. Now, Karen, I do need to tell you, there's some people that are hearing, that are going to hear this, and they're going to go, oh, hell no, I don't want to be responsible for anybody. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to do charity, and if I want to give my money away, I don't want anybody to tell me. I'm just going to take a much lower amount, and that way I can do with it what I want. And that's okay, too. You just have to figure out what you want.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I'd probably give it all away. That's my problem. So I guess I need to figure out something that will bring income while helping others.
Yeah, there's tons of ideas.
I'll just give it all away and just leave enough for me to live on and my kids to have a little bit of generational wealth. And I would
generational wealth does not happen unless there's an engine to create the wealth. So think about what you need to do, what I would advise you to do is think about starting a business. And in that business, you're going to give away the profits. That's actually a humanitarian project. Because long term for your family wealth management, you're going to have some kind of business, but usually people are not going to worry about it now because they've got a lot of currency. They're going to worry about it later in the future. But if you don't have a lot of currency, you're going to need an engine to create money for wealth management. So if you have a small business and say I'm going to start a restaurant and my humanitarian project is to feed the local people at the shelter. I make food for the shelter with my leftover profits. That is a humanitarian project. You're making money and you're also giving away 90% of your proceeds. You pay yourself a wage for running the business. You pay all your employees a wage, but it's a good working wage. And the money that you make from this, you donate it back to feed the homeless or however you want to do it. Does that give you a better idea of what you're looking at?
Yes. My initial thought was to buy land and have my son have a farm because he's in horticulture and agriculture and that type of thing. And then sell the produce and then give some to like soup kitchens or homeless or what needy, whoever they need.
That is fine. That is absolutely fine to do. That is a project right there. That is a humanitarian project. If I were you, I would step it up a little bit and I would buy very large property. And then I would offer garden plots. My humanitarian project is to give city people a way to grow their own vegetables. I'm going to have this big farm and I'm going to have different garden plots that people can say, hey, I want that plot for a year. And they're going to be able to grow their own food. That way, it's your property. You can give away the produce that you grow on your side. And what you're actually providing people is a way to grow their own food. And that's priceless, Karen.
Community garden in this small town. Yes.
That's a massive, massive project. That would be really, really good. That's a way for you to give back for life.
And I want some of them seeds we don't know about to plant. For the real food.
I strongly encourage you to join the website when this goes. Please understand that we are going to have a fairly restrictive, that you are going to have a background check. And we are going to be looking for farms across America to take these new seeds. One of the things I'm being tasked with is, all right, you guys want to see some shit? Hold on a minute. This is part of my project, and I have done this in other countries, and I am about to do this in multiple countries, what you're about to see. Okay, so this was that's the start of it. This is 75,000 meters of tomatoes, young plants, cucumbers, strawberries, and potted plants. That's what we started with. This is what we finished with. This is enough food to grow food for three cities. That's the finished piece. The white things that you see at the top, those are all grow houses. This is a grow house before it puts, this is to give you an idea how big it is. So if you look at the back, you can see that building, you can see 18, you can see storage sheds. That gives you an idea how big this thing is. This is what it looked like when we were started. Folks, I really have done grow projects around the world. This is when we were laying out, to give you an idea just how big this thing is. And the facility, when it was completed, it was a tourist attraction. If you look at the one with the, here, let me think. Is this one a better one? Is this one closer? Is this one closer? No, same size. If you open up this picture, you'll see at the very bottom of the picture where it has a little tiny arch, and you see the purple flowers that go down the arch, you'll see these little spots. Those are people on four-wheelers.
How much acreage is that picture, about approximately?
75,000 meters. That is, let me change it, meters to feet.
And does the land always need to be flat, or does that matter?
Well, depends on your crops. That's 200 and, let's see.
And if I can't perk the land, then I'm going to have to get one of them flying cars that dumps water.
It is about 350,000 acres.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I do. I work in really, really, I got hired by a client to do this. I put this whole thing together. It took me 3 years. But yeah, this is some of the stuff Parker does. Parker likes to grow, folks. Parker really, really likes to grow. Parker likes to grow really big shit. Oh, Carol, you're awesome. Right on, I'll be your tool. Yay! Tools to take down the deep state. So I just want to give you some quick pictures. That's what I'm planning to do in Australia. I'm going to do one of those in Australia. I'm going to do one of those in Spain. I'm going to do one of those in Portugal. I'm going to do two of those in the United States. And I'm going to do one in Lesotho, South Africa.
I hope you buy up all of the Bill Gates property.
I hate Bill Gates. I just want you to know this.
Buy it all.
What is this? Sherry Justice, TV show host? Do you guys know Jen? Do you know Jenny?
Yes, I do. I'm the one that called Jenny and said, Jenny, you need to do a TV show. You need to do that. And I told her, I don't say that to many people. And I called PPN and said, Jenny needs to be on you guys' platform. And Warren said, I'll trust you. I'll take your word at it. And I had them call her, and she's been on there ever since, and she has her own show.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome! Oh, that's awesome!
Yes.
That's wonderful!
Yeah.
Now I'm going to pick on you. Do you have a project for your TV show?
Yes. Oh, not for my TV show, but I do have a project, yes.
Okay. You might also get a hold of Tamara too, because she's doing TV production.
I want nothing to do with TV. I want totally out of TV. Mine was all with the country music legends in Nashville. And what I want to do is I want to do music, and I want to do concerts, and I want to do good frequency music and put it all together and that part of it. Yes, but I don't want TV anymore.
All right. Well, I thought if you were going to do TV, I was going to hook you up. Now, let's see. I do have a hookup for you if you want to talk to him. And
but now I will say this is, when I say I don't want to do TV, I know TV enough that I can definitely have a TV humanitarian project without me being a host. Like, I can definitely run that act.
Absolutely. Then go for that. I've actually got a kid who's, he's 40 years old. His father was a sound engineer for Sony. And they got out of Sony when they figured out how dirty they were. But this kid has massive contacts. And he's going to do that kind of music as well. So if you want that connection, I can put you together with that connection if you like.
Yes, I would. And I wouldn't mind if you put me and Jenny together with the lady so she doesn't have to talk two times and do all that. I work very well with Jenny, love Jenny. I know what Jenny's capable of.
Melinda, maybe what we should do is set up to have a private chat between the three of them. If you could just keep adding more to Belinda's plate. Yeah, so bad.
I love you,
Parker,
Sherry.
I just heard back from Tamara. I love you, honey. I'm sorry, I stepped on everybody. I just reached out to Tamara, and she is asked to join Jenny's channel. I sent her a DM link directly to Jenny, so I'm hoping she's already done that contact, because she's jumping on this, and I will add Sherry as well. So yeah, sounds like a plan.
Again, Sherry, I just want you to get the very most for your money. Is the only reason why I'm sticking my nose in your business. I don't mean to offend you at all, then.
Oh, girl, you're not offending me. I want you to stick it in my business. I want all the help I can get. I want all the help I can get. Just stick, and here we go. I'm good to go.
Don't worry, Miss Sherry. She's on the same line of thinking as you are.
Awesome. Folks, is there any other questions you have?
Parker, I have a quick question.
You bet, Beth. What's up?
Okay, I started an LLC about 3 years ago, and we do aptitude testing for anyone older than 14, helping them find their purpose and the talents that God gave them. And so we connect them, you know, if they need career certificates or help with resumes, we're kind of like the navigator, right? Like helping them find which way to go. I do not have any currency, but what we do is obviously very humanitarian in nature.
Okay.
And I have a business partner, and we're structured as an LLC. Do I need to worry about changing any of that legally? Like, I've heard some people mention a trust instead, or...
Yeah, that's all going to be given information to the general public. Can I ask you a really dumb question?
Yeah.
Why don't you have currency?
Because I am just finding out about this within the last few weeks. Like, I've currency or even metals is like a whole new topic to me.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some really personal questions, and you can tell me, you know, just jump off a ship if you don't like them, and I won't be offended at all. Do you have any money you can invest right now?
I do.
Can I ask what the dollar amount is?
We probably a few thousand that we could.
Beautiful. What I want you to do is I want you to immediately go buy, if you have a few thousand, go spend $1,000 on silver right now. There is the list for JM Bullion. Hold on, let me show you what is the best. Now, silver, more important than gold. And the reason why is because silver is going to do a lot more than gold. It will be worth more than gold. So let me get you the exact thing that you need to look at. So I'm trying to get the link. Oh shoot, hear this. Silver, we expect silver to go 10 times higher than gold because silver is far more rare. So here is a link for you to go to JM Bullion. I would spend $1,000 on silver immediately. Okay.
Okay.
The next thing I would do is I would go to, hold on a minute. Let me get to 100 trillions. This is the website that I use, is 100 trillions. I know them personally, and I do not get any kind of kickback on this. But what they did is, because I have so many people buying, I said, look, I don't need kickback from you for me. I need you to give all my people a good rate. I don't want it for me. I want it for everybody, because if you give me a good rate, you're literally taking money out of their pocket and putting into mine. I don't want that. I want these people to be as highly successful as possible. So he made these specials, and he changes these specials, and he makes them for me. And they're not advertised on eBay. So you go to that page, the link that I showed you, and on the top of the page, it's going to say search all 631 items, okay? Where you see that say search all those, put my name, P-A-R-K-E-R. And he has what he calls Parker specials, and they are not advertised on eBay, and they are usually far less money than what you see. Let's see, what's the highest Zim you can get? So these are the 100 trillions, and there's two of them. This is a good price. They're very expensive, but these literally are worth $1 trillion each. Okay, we expect these to go 1-to-1. And with the cost of the fees and stuff, it might be 70 cents to 1. There are other gurus that think there might be 30 million to one, but at 30 million to one, two of these banknotes, you're looking at $60 million. Okay. So I would buy 5 sets of these, and that would get you, that would spend $1,000, and then just pray. Because when this happens, we're going to have 10 to 15 days to get everything to us. Okay. So we don't know if the trucks are going to be shut down. We don't know if shipping is going to be shut down. But if you buy, and the risk is that you buy all Zim and the Zim doesn't get here in time, but you still RV in the public, which is still going to give you a lot of money. But if you get the silver and the silver doesn't get to you in time, and because the shipping is shut down, the value of the silver is not going to change. When the silver gets to you, it's going to be at the inflated value when it gets to you if we RV in time. So the silver is the bird in the hand, because whatever it is when it gets to you. The one that you don't know if it's going to get in time to you is the Zim. And even if it comes late, yeah, you're going to get a lot less money, but it's going to be way more money than $100 a bill.
And you said that's the Zim 100 trillion banknote 2?
Yeah. If you look at the website, the RV Project website, I just literally put both of those links on there for you with exactly to the bills to go to. Now, if you want to do two of these Zims to get 4 bills, and then you want to diversify a little bit, the other thing to diversify would be to get the where are they? The Venezuelan Digitalis. So what I might do is I would do two of these and you'd get 10 of each of these. I would do two of these and three of the Zim, because these are the two highest currency that you're going to get the biggest amount of return for your money on. That's what we're expecting. We don't know. They haven't published the rates yet. So this is just from information I have. I have no firm, solid evidence. This would be pure considered speculation. Okay. But this is exactly what I did. As I am stacked on silver, Zim, and Digi, the Venezuelan Digitalis.
And then I know this gets confusing with an LLC, but like those are my personal assets that
you're gonna find out that the LLC is gonna go away, corporations are gonna go away, and you're not gonna have to worry about none of that, Beth, because they're gonna tell the general public how to make those changes. They're gonna have classes for business people so that they can explain to the business people, these are all cabal, these are all the evil shit. You need to change it over to actually protect you. All of your LLCs and your other things, you're still setting yourself up for the cabal to rob you blind. The beauty of a trust is no one can see the documents of a trust unless you're on that trust, including a judge. They can't subpoena you for information on your trust. They can absolutely subpoena you for information on your LLC. Your trust is bulletproof. Your trust is a need to know basis. If you're not on that trust, you don't need to know. You can't get access to it. It is a much, much, much greater level of security. It is the common law security. And most of us in business were never told this. So we were told LLC, S corporation, blah, blah, blah. No, that's all going bye-bye. That's all dirty, dirty, dirty cabal.
So start thinking and talking more in terms of this is a project.
Yeah, Beth, you may only have today. This may go off tomorrow. The dates that we think is going to happen, the highest likely is tomorrow's Veterans Day. The next high likely date is the 17th, because that's going to be the last day Congress is in session before they go out to Thanksgiving. And then the 19th is when the ISO 220 is going to become on board, and that way all the digital rails to pay is going to be on board. I don't think we're going to go past the 20th of November, because once it becomes legal to run on the United States Treasury and the currency is all set up, the currency, the digital currency, the XLM, XRP, that's how money is going to be moved in the future. So if you're not on that, all your fiat money is going to go bad. If you have an IRA, if you have any of that kind of stuff, you're going to lose all your IRA. You're absolutely going to lose all your IRA. If you can, get on the phone immediately and see if you can change your IRA, pull it out into silver or gold. You can contact JM Bullion and ask them, hey, I need to change my IRA into silver. They may be able to help you. As much as Phil Godlewski is somebody I really don't want to talk much about, he does have goldquiz.com, and that is a company that can move your IRA immediately into silver and gold. If you leave it in fiat money, it will go down. You will not get your money back.
Okay, so move it over into silver. I started searching that in the last week. I was telling my husband, I think we need to move your IRA just because.
Dude, you have 4 hours before the end of business today. I would highly suggest you get off here and get to moving, girlfriend. I don't mean to offend you. I'm saying I'm just concerned. If we go tomorrow, it may not be it may be too late.
Okay, so where did you say to look at moving from the IRA to silver?
I use JM Bullion, but Phil Godlewski has goldquiz.com. I think that's what it is. If anybody has Phil's links, can you post it in here? Well, Stephen, if you think I'm a scam or junk mail, then this is probably not the right channel for you. I'm neither. Let me see if I can find something.
That, like, I know I kind of picked up when you said that about Phil. So you think that is reputable to still do the gold?
The thing is he would get sued right out of his shorts if here, this is goldquiz.com copy post link. The only reason why I'm not a fan of goldquiz.com is because I have a feeling that he's getting some kind of kickback, so he's going to make some kind of money off of this. Okay, here, there's the link to go to the shit, that's not going to work here, hold on. So here is his links. I'm pretty sure he's getting a kickback on it. But under these circumstances, that kickback might not be such a bad thing because you need this done immediately. And while I don't really have a lot of nice things to say about Phil, the one thing is he's all about his money. And they know that we are at the end. So I'm pretty sure that if you call goldquiz.com, there's the website, and get to asking. I would first call JM Bullion. I would first call JM Bullion and see if they can do the change today. The thing is I don't think you're going to find anybody that can do it right now today except for goldquiz.com. So your gamble is this. Do I wait and transfer everything out and take a few days to do this? Or do I realize I'm going to take a little bit of a loss by going with goldquiz.com because they're going to make some money on it and make sure I'm safe today? That's how I would feel. But do as you wish. I'm just giving you information. I'm not giving you any kind of advice. I'm just saying that's what I think the issues are. Folks, a lot of you have been in this longer than me. If you would please chime in and give Beth your best advice, please do so right now.
I was going to do that years ago, and I actually contacted SD Bullion, and they could not do it. I tried another one too, but they could not do it like in a timely manner. And I thought 3 years ago it was going to go. So that's my input.
Does anybody else have experience with moving their IRAs?
Yeah, it took a couple of days. It took a couple of days. And then they have to cut you a check. They got to mail you a check. And then you got to mail it to whoever you're going to send it to. So you can call, you can ask, get your information, and then make whatever decision you want to. Another thing would be to cash out, but at that point, fiat money is just fiat money.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just look in and also get some XRP, and if it goes, well, it went, but at least you have the XRP, you have the currency, and you have silver.
Anybody else?
Ask you a question. Since it's such a late time, what about just calling where your money is held and just putting it in a cash position? Is that
this cash is going to be worthless? That's worse than leaving in the. It's the same position. Cash is going to go to no value. We're going to go. What's going to happen is the banks are going to crash. Okay. And when the banks crash, we're going to go into hyperinflation. And hyperinflation means It used to cost $2 to $3 million for a chicken in Venezuela. That's what hyperinflation does. So you're not, your money is going to be worthless. Let me show you something here.
You said, does anybody have any advice? Like the other person said, yes, if I was in such a rush, I would go get XRP today. I would buy it on Uphold. I would buy the currency that she just shared with you what to buy. I would do that. And I would go to JM Bullion or wherever she has suggested. If it's a different place, that's where I got mine from. I would get my silver. And that way it would set you up. And then last but not least, also today I would work on trying to move my other. But if you don't, it, like she said, at least you will be covered. You will have money and everything and have a lot of it. But I think you have it and I think you know what to do. So just take this advice and look on the board and just start doing your stuff and you'll be good, hon.
I agree.
Nomadic Mama said a great thing. She said, I thought they were matching dollar for dollar in what's in the existing bank accounts on the QFS, so it would harm the least amount of people. No. We've been told that. We've also been told every bit of fiat currency is going to be worthless. I don't know which way it's going to be, Nomadic Mama, and I'm not willing to risk it. So I'm willing to take a loss in order to not risk what is at hand in the bush. So, folks, what I just posted is a documented, this was in the BBC, this was a whole story about hyperinflation in Venezuela. And what they did is they bought food in Venezuela, and then they stacked the money up behind the food as to how much it cost to pay for that food. Okay? That's what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen to us. You're going to go in one day, very, very, very soon when the banks crash, you're going to go buy a carton of eggs, and it's not going to be like $5. No, it's going to be like $500. That's what hyperinflation is going to do. We're all going to see it, and most of the Americans are going to have a freaking heart attack when it happens. But you're not, because you've gone out and you've got 3 weeks of food, so hyperinflation isn't going to bother you. And we will RV during that time. If nothing else, we will have to RV because the United States note will be worthless. The fiat money will be worthless. And the only thing of value will be the American Treasury note, which is going to be a match of gold. They have to do it. There's no other way around it. Otherwise, America's going to starve. So this is what is going to happen to the price of food right after the first 3 weeks. This is the reason why they're telling us, get buy food, get ready, have 2 to 3 weeks of food in your house, because they don't tell you the exact reason why, but the reason why is when this hits, there's going to be a mad rush. You thought toilet paper was bad? This is going to be way worse because people are going to be terrified. They're going to starve to death. So it is going to be fights and war in the grocery stores. Get your stuff now, because when this hits, grocery store people are going to figure out there's no trucks running because we can't buy gasoline because American dollar is no longer being used to buy oil. The mainstream media is not telling you a thing. So you don't know what's going on right now. I've got people in that work in gas refineries in California. And they're saying, we don't have work. They're not working. Mainstream media is not telling you this. We're going to run out of fuel for our cars probably in another 10 days. So if we don't have food, we don't have gasoline, what do you think people are going to do? They're going to lose their ever-loving minds, people. So get your food. Make sure you have enough food for 2 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks would be good. And don't go into the grocery stores when this hits. Stay away. That's going to be dangerous. Just stay away. We have also been told you can take up to $5,000 to the RV. So if you have $5,000 in your retirement account, you're good. Take the $5,000 to your RV. If you have more than that, you got problems. Think again. Think about something else. But I would, if you want to get your RV, if you want to do your, move your money out of your IRA and do it today, I know that Phil has got this all set up so it can be done immediately. If you want to wait, that's fine too. However you feel comfortable. Yeah, like when the one gal said, yeah, we thought it was going to go 3 years ago. Well, it hasn't happened. However, 3 years ago, we didn't have the ISO 222 about to go into position on the 19th of this month. So I don't know. I think it just depends on how much is in your IRA and how much you're willing to risk. Pretty much that's it. So I hope that helps.
Hello, everybody.
Yep, hello.
Hi, Hunt or Dad or Mr. Parker. I want to ask you, what is IRA stand for?
Are you in America?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what a retirement account is?
Yes. So I don't understand the initials. That's all that you were talking about. So I just want to.
Yeah, I don't know what the initials are either, but that's what they call in business investment retirement account, IRA.
Ah, I see. Perfect.
Yep. It's just what your company, they have a bunch of different names for them in different companies. But a 401k account, IRA account, they call them different names, but they're basically the same thing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Debbie, I booted your husband out because he said with scams and everything like that, it's like, if you think I'm a scam, you don't need to be here. So I booted him. I'm not a scam. I know what I'm doing. I'm not a scam. I'm not trying to cheat anybody. I'm not asking for any money.
Parker, I don't think he was referring to you. I had said earlier that we don't know how we will get notified for the RV, and it may be through email.
Every single truther is going to be talking about it. The second it comes out, we're going to all be talking about it. I'm going to have information on it. I'm sure that I'm sure that every single podcaster, I know Mark Z is going to have it. They're all going to have it. So it's not going to be a question of it being difficult. Some people believe we're going to get an 800 number. Other people believe we're going to get emails with 800 numbers or some kind of verification. We don't know. And until it happens, we don't know. So did
Hi,
you
Parker.
Hang on a minute, Carrie. Excuse me, hon. Did you get the number? Did you get the email for Goal Quiz or the website for goalquiz.com?
Yeah, I'm on it right now while I'm listening to you.
I got to get that off my channel. It just makes me want to puke. So I just wanted to give you the ideas of what the cost of food is going to go to. So that doesn't shock the daylights out of you. And just understand, it's not going to be forever. It's just going to be right in the very beginning when all the banks crash. This will probably scare people half to death. Yeah, no, I can't. I'm in the middle of a podcast. I'm in the middle of a chat. I'll work on that later. Does anybody have any other questions? Sounds like we're done. Folks, I'm going to be doing an audio tonight about, what did you want? You wanted something on here. Darn it, I already erased it. I'm going to be doing a live audio tonight, and it'll be probably what to expect when you go through your RV. And actually what I should do is post this one. This is one of the best audios I've done on how to prepare for the RV. If you haven't heard it, I would suggest you listen to it. The reason why this one is such a good piece is several of my channel members listened to this and said, look, Parker, we didn't know how to get ready for the RV. We didn't realize that there was that many different kinds of tricks that you can use that can help you do better. And a lot of it was about how to carry yourself, how to be acting confidence, a lot of stuff that you might not use in your everyday life and things you might not think of. I also talk about how to get yourself mentally ready for the RV. And that includes doing some kind of crazy stuff. You're going to listen to this and you're going to go, oh, Parker, shit, I don't want to do that. But I'm going to tell you something, that muscle memory is real. And if you actually dress up like you're going to go to the RV and walk through all the steps like I'm telling you, when you go to the RV, you're going to be on it. You're not going to feel any kind of, you won't feel uncomfortable because you've already literally done it. Okay. And what I suggest is you physically dress, do your hair, do your makeup, do whatever you're going to do as if you were going to go to the RV. And then all of those clothes, all of that makeup, everything you used, put it in a little separate area so that when it comes time to do it, you go to automatic. You don't have to, for ladies, you don't have to go in there and go, oh my God, I haven't worn mascara in 5 years and now I got to go get a tube of mascara because it's not, you know, I thought it was good and now it's bad. Go do all the steps as if you were going to go to the RV in, you know, in a few hours. Make sure all your documents, everything is printed, everything is ready to go so that you can literally get the information, make a phone call, and they say, hey, are you ready to go? And you go, you know, I am. And you can go in immediately. The longer you wait, the more difficult it will be to go in because everybody's going to be doing the same exact thing. They're all going to be racing and racing to try to get everything ready to go in. So take the time now while it's calm, while there's nobody in there to do this work for yourself. And that way you're ready for when it goes in. Now, I'm going to print this. This is a document I haven't posted for you guys before. This is the bank current appointment for currency exchange. All the stuff in red, after you look at this, all the stuff in red you erase before you print, okay? And these are things that adrenaline is a funny, funny thing, okay? When you have high adrenaline, you just lose your mind and it doesn't come back until the adrenaline goes away. So because of this, you're gonna forget stuff, okay? So this bank appointment for currency checklist, get this thing and fill it out before you print it. So the bank name, you're not going to know. The 800 number, you're not going to know. And do you put, I'm going to schedule a foreign currency. And my name is, my zip code is, my request to RV in this zip code, my email is. Put all that stuff down, right? Fill this all out because you're going to forget. And adrenaline will make you forget your own email. Adrenaline will make you forget your house number. it's really amazing. If you need cash when you are go leave, ask them. If you if you are in a situation where you are injured and you can't go there, ask them if there's a way to get there, if they can provide you a way. If you have other currency, like I have Zim bonds, Venezuelan currency, I put just a couple of examples. Whatever your currency is, add your personal currency on there. If you don't have Zim bonds, remove that. You're going to tell them the bond or the currency, but not the amount, because you don't know who's listening to your phones. So erase everything in red when you're done, and then print this. This is a cheat sheet. You don't know if you're going to remember stuff when you hit the adrenaline. So you write your appointment, you write your time, and you write your location. Okay. And then beyond the location, you go to Google and you write down how to get there. What, Parker, why would I write down how to get there? I have Google Maps in my cell phone. I can just use my phone. Folks, what happens if our phones don't work? Take the time that as soon as you get this appointment, go immediately to Google and write down how to get there from your house and physically write it down. Then take this document and tuck it in with your currency so you don't forget it. These are just some of the stuff you may never need. Some of this stuff I may be, you know, telling you way too much information. I don't know. But I'd rather you know as much as I can possibly give you and not need it than to need it and not have it. I hope that makes sense.
I might have mentioned this, but I stepped away from the phone. What about people like me that are handicapped and can't get out to the RV?
I just addressed that. I said, let them know. If you can't get there, let them know. We believe that they are going to have some way to get people that are handicapped to the RV. Where are you in Texas?
Yeah, San Antonio.
San Antonio. You know what? One of my channel members, his name is Kanaka, and he lives in San Antonio, and he has a Hawaiian food restaurant. Do you know anybody that has a Hawaiian food restaurant in San Antonio?
No, I'm new to San Antonio. I'm not familiar, and I haven't been out at all.
Well, where's Belinda? Hey, Belinda, can you help me? Can you get that gal's information and connect her with Kanaka?
Yeah, I can do my best to help you.
Thank you. So let me explain to you about Kanaka, and she's going to explain to him about you. He is an amazing, 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 very, very honest, good family man. He has a Hawaiian food restaurant in San Antonio that's very successful. And the only reason why I would want to put your connection with him is because this is the kind of guy, if I had a flat tire in the middle of the night, he would come and help me. He's trustworthy. So he would go do his RV, and if they didn't have somebody to help you, he's the kind of guy that would come and help you and get you to the RV. So ask them when you call if they can come get you or they can help you. And if they say no, now you have a backup if I can get Kanaka to agree to come help you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Is Kanaka the one that was talking about the Maui fires? He had family over there?
He's the guy that has the massive, massive deep voice that sounds like Darth Vader. If he sounded like that, then yes.
I think it is. I think I've heard him before.
Yeah, he goes, Luke, I am your father. He just scared the bejesus out of you. But yeah, he's super, super, super nice. And he teases me. He puts my favorite food is chicken katsu. And so it's Hawaiian. And so he puts this stuff up and I just lose my mind. I drool every time he does it. But he's really super nice. Debbie, where did you get your Zimbabwe currency from? Where'd you buy your currency from? Debbie P, are you in here still? Debbie P, can you hear me? I see you in the channel. Press the blue button and that way you can talk. Debbie P, are you here?
Hi, this is our husband. We got it off of Amazon.
Okay, what vendor did you buy it from?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Go back to Amazon, and if you can, while we're on here, go find out who you bought it from. Because if you can tell me who the vendor is, I can tell you whether or not you've got a good chance of it being fine. There was a long time ago on Amazon, half of the vendors were selling smuggled currency. So a lot of their currency is probably not going to go through because it was smuggled. If you bought it through Yuri, Half-Baked Bagels, 100 Trillion, there's a whole bunch of them that are good. So if you can tell me who you got it from, I can tell you what your chances are of it being good or not.
Okay, the certificate says sold by New Pastimes LLC.
I don't know that company. I don't know them, so I can't tell you yes or no.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to make sure you're safe, if you scroll up, let me show you. I have one of the guys I buy from is the 100 Trillion company. And let's do Parker. I'm going on there to get the link for you. And he sells them super cheap. Here you go. A 10 trillion Zim. I know a lot of guys are $20, $30, $40 on these things. This is a 10 trillion for $11.99. So
wow,
if you're nervous
cheap.
About it, yeah, super cheap. He did all these specials for me because I send all of my people to go buy from him. So he's made these 10 or 15 specials. You look up his 100 trillions and then you do a search on my name. And anything that has my name on it, it has an extreme discount. And he's not showing it. It's hard to find on eBay unless you have my name in it.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Parker.
Parker. Okay. Thank you, Parker.
You're welcome. So yeah, that's $12 for a $10 trillion Zim. You can't beat that price right now.
Okay. We're really new at this, so this is all confusing. RVs and the projects and all that. So that's why we're asking questions like, we hear that we're going to get emails and it's going to have an 800 number, but how do you know if it's real or not?
Well, when you use the word scam, I just want to hit you over the head with a frying pan.
Right. I was referring to the scam on an email.
Okay. I was like, no, you don't get to call me a scammer. I'm going to delete your ass. The channels that are in here, like Jenny, Revival of America, many of the other reputable people, we're going to have that information. See, a long time ago, a lot of people thought it was going to go with Obama, okay? But what people didn't know is Obama was, this is the reason why you hear this information, is Obama was setting up to steal from everybody, and Hillary was gonna do the final blow. What they had done was they were going to set up redemption centers where you'd come and redeem and you'd get 1% of your money and you'd sign an NDA that says you wouldn't speak about this. Well, if you can't speak about it, you also cannot sue. So they were planning to steal 99% of our currency, give us 1%, and then RV with the countries themselves. And Obama was going to set that up, and then Hillary was going to implement it. We were going to have a great reset with Hillary where we were all going to get robbed. Trump's changed all of that. So some of the old stories that you hear is this fear about going to the wrong center, having the wrong phone numbers. That's where that comes from, is during the time when Obama was here and they were actively trying to steal this from us. Hope that makes sense. So does anybody else have any other questions?
Would you recommend for us just to go ahead and pay the extra fee to get it like overnighted?
At this time, yeah, I would. But on the other hand, we believe that this window to exchange, the Zim window, is going to be very short, like they're saying 10 days. So here's my thinking of it, because I want a deal. I always want a deal. So I think like this, okay? If we have 10 days, and if I order my Zim today, and I get it, and they get it on a truck, and they ship it to me, it will take 5 days to get to me. That's still within the 10-day range. So if I order it to be shipped overnight and I get it on a Monday, or I get it on Friday, it's not going to matter because it's still going to be in that 10-day range. If I get it on Friday, I can say, oh, I've got Zim in the mail and it's going to be here on Friday, so I'd like to make an appointment on Saturday. You're still in that 10-day range. The $20 or $40 they're going to charge you to do an overnight, screw that. I'd rather buy two more Zims and have three Zimbabwes that come on Friday than one Zimbabwe that comes on Monday. It's do it your own. That's just my thinking. You can do it any way you like. But yeah, there's part of me is like, I need it right now. The other part is like, I have 10 days. If the truck stops, then it's not going to matter. You're not going to get it in time. You're going to be when everybody else RVs. And that'll be okay, too, because it's still going to be a lot of money. So you got to make your best choice. I can't give you the final advice. I can just tell you the different options.
I'm wondering if I got ripped off from Amazon. I bought $100 trillion Zim. No. For $249.
You probably did not get ripped off. You probably just got charged a high rate. And at one time, 100 trillion Zims were selling for almost $350 a piece. So they've sold for as low as $100 a piece to as high as $350, $400 a piece. I get 100 trillion has set me up so that I can buy my crew, my people, all of you guys can buy here. Look, here's 100 trillion Zim for $99. That's really, really hard to find on eBay right now. But this is a secret sale that he has for all my people. I've literally sent almost 5,000 people to this guy. And so he was offering me, look, if you sell this amount, I'll give you this much free. And I said, no, fuck that. I don't want that. I want all of my people to share. So instead of giving me free money, take the money off of the, reduce the price to my people. And so that's what they did. That's what he did. I don't get any more money. I don't get any kind of special deal on this other than you guys do. It's the same amount. I had a choice and I picked my team. I picked you guys. I picked to share the value with you guys, because if I get it, it's just one person. If you guys get it, it's thousands of people that are going to make a change to the world. And isn't that why we're here?
Yep.
Can I ask you a question about silver?
Sure.
My understanding is that we're not supposed to bring in our silver when we first go in, that we should wait for the price of silver to go up before we turn it in. Is that true?
That is very true, but you're not going to turn it in at a redemption center. You're going to sell silver back to the same place you bought it from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not what I heard, but I'm glad I asked the question. Thank you.
Well, think about this. When you go overseas, say you're going to go to you're going to go to Australia, okay? And you get $5,000 of Australian currency when you come back. When you come back, you have $5,000 of Australian currency, and you have 5 ounces of Australian silver. When you do your change from Australian money to United States money, do you change silver? No, you don't. Because silver is silver is silver across all countries. There's no reason for you to exchange silver at an RV center because there's nothing to change it into. You have to take silver back to a silver seller.
Okay. Yeah, I get it from JM Bullion.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I've been getting it from them for years.
Yeah, that's who I use. And I've actually talked to one of the primaries at JM Bullion, and I told them, look, I'm sending all my people to you. How hard is it? How difficult is it for a buyback to occur? And when I told him I thought silver was going to be over 2,000 an ounce, he did everything he could. He had a little tiny, you could hear him trying not to laugh out loud. But he had a little tiny glitch, but they don't think it's going to go that high. But he said, yeah, we'll absolutely buy back every bit of silver that we sell out to people.
Well, that's good to hear, because I got a lot of it.
Yeah, so do I. But that's not something you should, don't tell anybody, don't talk about how much silver you ever have in one of these channels, because you set yourself up to be robbed.
Right, true.
Hey, Parker, I have a quick update for you.
Sure, Beth.
I talked with the Gold Quiz people. I hopped off and on a call with them. They're in no hurry to do anything. They're not. They just said the quickest appointment they would really try to do anything would be Monday or Tuesday. So
just wanted to make the appointment.
I did. I went ahead and made it for Monday because, you know, I remembered you said it could go the 17th and that would give us a little bit more time. So I went ahead and made the appointment, and then I'm going to try JM Bullion, but I just wanted to let you know they were not in a hurry at all.
Okay. That's fine. You know to get silver and you know to get currency. So what you will make on those two things when we RV, if you lose all your IRA, just at the very worst, okay? If you lose all your IRA, if you buy $1,000 of silver right now, you won't need to worry about your IRA. If you get $1,000 in currency or XRP, you won't need to worry about your IRA. You're going to be way okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't stress.
And my husband kind of panicked a little bit. He's pretty nervous about it. And I said, you know what? God's always taking care of us. He's going to take care of us. It's going to be okay.
Well, the fact that you're in here and you're learning about it right now is like God tapping you on the shoulder. Low. Hey, wake up. Come on, pay attention. Go in here and listen. Yeah, you're not in here by accident. So if you lose it all, no stress. You're going to be fine. And you've got other people in here listening to what's going on with you. There are people in here, I'm very sure, that have a tremendous amount of currency that will probably be willing to help you. So just, folks, that's just a hint. If you've got just jam-ass amount of currency, please reach out to Beth and donate a piece or two of currency right now. And if you don't want to, that's fine too. Just a suggestion. I don't need to know about it. You don't need to talk to me about it. Just hit Beth's name and it's going to come up that says, oh, talk to this person. And then say, hey, Beth, talk to me. And then you can do that. How's that?
Thanks, Parker. We are longtime patriots and honestly did not understand when people, like, we're very active politically. My mom has recently become an alderman. We're making impacts where we live. And when people would talk about Nasara Gasara or currency, I did not understand it at all. We just did not get it. Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't time. The last couple weeks, it's just started clicking of, oh, okay, you need to do something. It's starting to make sense now.
Well, folks, if you have a stupid amount of currency and you would be willing to part with a piece or two, please click on Beth's name in this channel and send her a private message and go from there. If you don't want to, that's fine too. It's just a suggestion. No big deal. Do we have any other questions?
I have a question, Parker.
Sure. If I have one... Oh my good grief. Blue eye bond.
Blondie.
That's an awesome name.
Thanks. If I have foreign coins, would I bring those to the Redemption Center also with any bills or foreign currency?
Do you have like pounds of coins?
It weighs a bit, but I just wasn't sure if they take the coins from foreign countries. And also,
are you in a major city?
I'm out of New Orleans area.
Oh God, I love New Orleans. What I would do is I would look up online for a international currency revaluation or international currency exchange, and I would immediately go there and I would change all that into paper currency, specifically dong, because dong is traded on the Forex right now, and you could trade all that in and get dong for it immediately. I don't know if they're going to take currency or not. Coin currency. I don't think they will, but they might. I don't know. I don't think coin currency is going to lose any value, like paper money is going to be worth nothing. But I also don't believe that coin currency is going to go nuts, because it's coins. So I think the fiat is the one they're concerned about. I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Welcome. This is Texas Snake just posted something. He said, I'm going to share what the banker shared with me regarding our position now. The CBI has been in communication with our Treasury regarding the new country rate to be announced. The most important steps being followed right now is the security measures to be followed at the very exchange location nationwide to ensure everyone's safety during our exchange procedures. It's anticipated the announcement will be brought forward early this evening or early Saturday morning. The 800 numbers then published to call and provide a zip code for the city you personally wish to exchange in, as well as the banking institution of your choice. You may receive a second 800 number during this call, but most likely you'd be asked for your email address to have an 800 number sent to you via email. He's going to open his room so anybody that wants to talk can go in there and talk. And then he's not going to be in there later. Texas Snake is interesting. I think he does have access to banks, but I don't know how good his information is or not. Just saying. Anybody else have a question?
I have a question.
I need coffee too.
Thank you. I do. I know I should know this, but what's the exchange rate for the Zimbabwes?
Nobody knows that. There are gurus that say you're going to get 30,000 to 100 trillion. There are other gurus that say you're going to go 1-to-1. The Zim is a live currency, and it is a bond. And so because it is a bond, that changes everything tremendously. Hold on. I just did a post on this, and I think this piece of information will help you. Hold on just a minute. Files. Where is it? Is it a photo? No, it's a file. Here it is. So this is the background of ZIMS. It's called Questions for Zimbabwe Currency. But this kind of explains to you why ZIM is going to hold the value it is. Okay? It's a promissory note and it's printed on it. It's not fiat money. So my personal feeling, I don't know, I don't have inside information on this, but my personal feeling is ZIM is going to go 1-to-1. And there's going to be bank taxes and some other things, charges and fees on it. I think it's going to break down to about 70 cents to one. So if you have 100 trillion ZIM, that's going to turn into 70 trillion ZIM. So this is the reason why we're saying, hey, look, you need to plan long-term wealth management for 100 years. Thank you, Belinda. But nobody knows.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're either looking at a $30 million note or a $70 trillion note. Woo-hoo!
Still not quitting my job. Sorry.
Yeah, this is my job. Sorry. Anybody else have a question? Look, he says, I need coffee, and I'm a coffee addict, so I'm just going to give him grief.
Go ahead.
Sumatria! Sumatria, you are my friend! Does anybody else have any questions?
I actually have a quick question, but first, Parker, I want to say, I want to thank you tremendously, and you've helped me probably over a year ago. You helped me write my project up. And I want to attest that you absolutely are not a scam. I've known you for a couple years now, and you give your time so egoless. And I just, it's so appreciated. And I'm a part of ALGN. And when I heard you on yesterday, I was so happy because I recently pulled out all my notes that I took from you giving your advice a couple of years ago. I have pages upon pages, and I literally just pulled them out a few days ago thinking about you and wondering how you were. And then the very next day, there you are on ALGN. So I was very happy. And also, you sound great. And then, so all that to say, my question that I wanted to ask is, You've helped my husband and I with the project write-up, and we've combined our currencies into, you know, one binder. So I guess my question is, will we have to do separate back-to-back appointments, or because we, you know, it's the same project that we're on, or do we go in as a, you know?
What I would do is I printed that bank appointment for currency exchange list. Open that thing up, and right underneath the very first thing, it says, I'm calling to schedule a foreign currency exchange, okay? Then I want you to write, I am married with a husband. Do I need to come in and make individual appointments, or can we come in as a couple? They will answer that question when you first call in, but you need to be a Girl Scout about this. You need to write your projects together and apart. Put your currency together and apart. Two different binders. Two different ways to set up. So that because the way life is, is if you plan to go in together and you have everything combined, those people are going to say, oh, no, you have to have them separate. And so, God bless America. Now you got to redo the whole thing. Now, on the other hand, if you separate them and you call, hey, can we come in together or separate? And they go, oh, no, come in together. Then you got to redo them again. So while you have time, do them both ways. Write up your currency together. Write up your currency separate. Have both binders ready to go. So that when you get that phone call, when you know what's going to happen, just throw away one binder. Just do them separate or together, however they tell you. But be a Girl Scout about this. Have it set up both ways so that you got this. The biggest thing that's going to happen, folks, the most difficult thing that you're going to have is time. You are going to want to get in as soon as they open the gates. As soon as you can go in, go in. Because as this goes longer, it's going to spread like water over the ocean. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger really quickly. And when you first hear about it, there's not going to be a lot of people that know. So it'll be easy to get an appointment. As it goes longer and longer, you're going to get pushed away from getting an appointment quickly. And Zim, we've been told from multiple different gurus, I don't know, but we've been told that you've got to go in quick if you've got Zim. So that's why I say, I'm pretty sure you said you had Zim before. So you want to set it up both ways so that you can go.
Yes, we do. And thank you so much. That's perfect advice. And I'll be prepared for both scenarios. Thanks again.
So, Carrie, some of the things that you are not aware of is that I have had, this is now my fourth group, and there's 230 people in here. I was only going to do 25 more people. I was not going to do one last group. And what's happened is I get a group completely, all their information, we have nothing else to do. All their stuff is ready. Their books are ready. They have every bit of information they do. And then what happens is people are bored and they get pissy and they start infighting and I can't handle it. So I leave the group and the group dies. That's why there's been five groups. That's why I've helped almost 4,000 people across all these groups, is because it gets to the point where I've done everything I can do. And I feel, I know this sounds so crazy, but I really feel like God is pressing on me to use my skill set to help as many people as possible. And it's really nice to get into a group and get to talking to people and remember everybody. But with my dyslexia, you already know I don't have that ability. So once I close the group, most of the times I can't remember who was in the group before. This is the reason why security is such a major, major thing for me. Your name, Carrie Guns, I'm a massive 2A fan. It's because of your name that I remember you. I'm really, really thankful that you thought my stuff was valuable. And I really, really wish you have the best RV. And I appreciate those compliments so much. It means the world to me. But that's the reason why I'm hiding. I don't want any of the fame. I just want people ready. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I get it. And it's just nice to connect again, and I hope to stay connected in the future. So I'll be on these channels, and hopefully we'll all at some point be able to meet in person.
Sounds great, Carrie. Thank you so much. You're very kind. Anybody else? Folks, Oh, lucky you slipped right in there, Lynn. Let's go. What do you got?
I'm so sorry. I just found you, and I did my own project. I'm from North America, the lovely Trudeau area. I know, trust me, it's been awful. So anyways, is it going to be the same for us? Like, I'm a late joiner here.
I don't know. I only have really been following what's going on in America. Okay. I don't know how they're going to do RVs in other countries, but I don't know how to advise you, hon. I have no idea.
Okay. So you're not sure if we're going to be going through this?
I believe that every country is going to have a chance to RV currency. I don't know how it's going to happen in their country. So okay. The information may be identical. It may be different. I know that the United States was chosen for a reason. And they were chosen because Americans don't quit, never back up, and will not give up their damn guns. And so they expected the tyranny and the crooked politicians to try to steal this from us. And we are a nation that's armed to the teeth, and I think that we would defend our right to do this. So I think that's why America was chosen. But I believe that every country is going to have access to exchange. I just don't know what the steps are.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else that has a question? Well, folks, I'm going to stop this recording. This one got long, too. I'm going to come back this afternoon and do an education podcast. I don't know, or education recording. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. But if you have time and if you haven't seen this before, I urge you very, very much to listen to this video that I just placed on the bottom. It's called How to Prepare for the RV. That will help you get you the very most amount of information and get you feeling the most comfortable with going to an RV. If you've already heard a couple of the RVs or the couple of the other audios, and if you haven't heard that one, I strongly, strongly urge that you hear that one. Other than that, I'm going to end this video. Thank you for sticking around. God bless you, Patriots. You are the people that the world is waiting for. You are the people that will bring humanitarian projects and help your country and help save the world. God bless you all. I'm honored to be in your presence.